Kabbatumah. So Drashi, why Mishal Delis Tor? Drashi Delis is Mechub L'Bayis. The door is attached to the house. Shuchib L'Karka, which is Mechub L'Karka. V'yena Kli, therefore doesn't have a Shem Kli. A house doesn't have a Shem Kli. The door doesn't have a Shem Kli. So if you put a bell onto the door, the bell is bottled to the door to the house to the Karka, it's not called a Kli. V'zug also loy bottle gabei a bell you put on your door is bottled to the door. Could there mean a brash pirkin liel kol amachub le'rekamo? Anything that's attached is like that. There also it's attached to the door. It's melas bottle to the door. Sheldelis Torah, sheldelis l'tumara. Luyitzuya, this was a bell made for a delis, for a door. V'yasul l'heima, and you changed it. You like changed your mind. You're not going to use this bell for the door anymore. But now you're going to use this bell for the behema. Is halacha tameya? Halacha is automatically with machshav alone. This bell now is makabel tuma. As up until now, the bell was meant to be used on the, maybe it was even on the door already. It was meant to be used for the door. So right now it's not called the kli. But with the machshava, the fact you had machshava to use this bell now for a behema, it gets a shame kli right away, and therefore the kli was like, We'll soon say, yeah, but Machshava helps them. It's not Mitzvah, it has a din like that. Mitzvah is not Mitzvah, it's still a bell. We'll soon see. Sheldelis v'yoslevein was made for the door, and you changed your mind now to use it for behemah is tameya. Shel behema, if the bell was on the behema, v'yosoladelis, now you took it off the behema, and you put it onto the door, afal pi shechibru ladelis, even though you attach the bell onto the door, the kavuv mismurim, and you nailed it down, you use nails or hinges to put the bell onto the door, still tameya, still it's makabel tuma still. Why? The klal is like this: shekol hakelim, all kelim yordin l'day tumasim b'machshava. That means even though a kli is not finished yet, the mashu always have you have a piece of skin that metchila you have that to make shoes out of it. So kozman you didn't make shoes. The piece of skin is not makabel tuma. Lo yitzuya d'machshav alone, you decided, no, I'm going to leave this the skin to be mats. I want to use it the way it is. So with machshav alone, I get the shem kli, it's makabel tuma. There also, even though you had this bell that was on the door, when it's on the door, it's bottled to the door, bottled to the house, bottled to the carcass, not called the kli. But as soon as you had machshav to use this bell for a behema, with your machshav alone, you give it a shem kli. It has a shem kli, it's makabel tuma now. So once you had this bell for the behemoth, so it got a shame kli. It's called the kli now. Now you want to change this bell and make it ice kli and make it bottle from a shame kli. You can't be mavato the shame kli unless you do a shino maisa to it. You have to do a maisa to change the kli. Now here, what you do, you took the bell off the behemoth and sure, you attached it to the door. You even put hooks and you screwed it down, but you didn't change the bell. The bell is the exact same bell. So that's not called the shino mice in the bell. The bell is still makabel tuma. Hey, since at one time the bell was a bell for a behema that had a shame kli, it was roy to makabel tuma, it always retains a din to makabel tuma unless you do a shino mice to the gufa bell. And just attaching it to the door is not called a shino mice. Yeah. So this is the pshat this b'raisa. The whole part of it is still with the b'raisa before. Before the b'raisa said a bell that a behema wears is not makabel tuma. And here we have claw, a bell that a behema wears is yeh makabel tuma. See Rashi. Shel delis v'yasol behema tumeya. At first the bell was on the door, and now you decided to use it for behema. Shrashi mekan labor. From now on it's makabel tuma. V'yafa pi d'loyoved be'maisa. Even though you didn't do anything to the bell yet. El shechishav olam yad machshava. V'toloi, and you hung it up. Utli alav maisi. Tli is not called a maisa. Shekol akelim yodin leitumosam letumas v'machshava shaloi. V'machshava alone.
The bell is still hanging on.
Yeah, still hanging on the door. Still with your machshava alone, it's mekabotumma. Sh'mashenke tfakert, shal behema. If the kli, this bell was first for a behema. V'yosol adelis, you change your mind, you put it onto the door, it's still tameya. Shrashiv afilu mekan labo, even from now on, it's still be makabel tuma now. Yekabel tuma, shein chiburai maisa. Svam yefak, you attach the bell to the door, it's not called the shino maisa. Achi yishaneyo mekumei shoya. You have to do a shino maisa in the gufa kli. You have to change around the kli. A bell, you have to make a rice bell. Here you didn't make a rice bell, it's still a bell, it's still makabel tuma. Doesn't mean in the Mitzvah that it was Tomei. Now, once it got a Shem Kli, that it was rolled to Makabu Tumah, it does lose that din. Mishinimlechlem, you change your mind, in Eulam Makabu Tumah, Elo Mishinu Maisa. Even if you change your mind, you can't take off its din to Makabu Tumah unless you do a Shinu Maisa to it. Here, attaching the bell is not called a Shinu Maisa. But our co-pointer, we have a theory, the first price said a bell is not Makabu Tumah of a behemah. And here it says a bell of a behemah is the Makabu Tumah. And for the Gemara, like Hasha, Ho the Isla Imbu, one, the second price talking about when it has the bell inside it, we call the metal inside it that makes it cling, that makes ding ling ling. Ho the Lesley Imbu, it doesn't have the middle piece to it, doesn't make any noise. Therefore, it's not Makabu Tumah. Shrashi Imbu, but Lu, she also Betoichel Ashmir Kul, that's the middle piece of metal that makes the noise. Fetik Gemara Monashach. What?
Clapper.
Fetik Gemara Monashach. What's going on here? Imonhu, if it's called the Kli, Afal Pit Lesla Inbel, even though it doesn't have the clapper inside, so it should be Tamin. Ilav Monhu, if a bell is not called the Kli, Hu Inbel Meshavil Imono, Stam the fact you have a clapper inside, that's going to give it a shame Kli. Monashach, is it called the Kli or not called the Kli? So Trash Imonhu, Titachit Choshevle. What's the purpose of this Kli? What do you put the bell on the behemoth for? You don't badafka put it there so it should make noise. You put it on the behemoth to make the behemoth look nice. So the equal purpose of the bell is it should look nice. So if the fact you make the behemoth look nice gives it a shame clean, so whether the clapper inside or not, it still makes them look nice. It should be a clean. Elamayla Grash before said, there's ain noil of behemoth, something that's only used to make the behemoth look nice, does not have a shame clean. So even if it has a clapper inside, also shouldn't be called a clean. What's the difference? Shrashi invo meshavle mona betamiya. Now that the behemah has a clapper inside, that's going to make it for tachshit. That's not the purpose. That's not the reason why the behemah wears it. The behemah wears the bell, or at least the bialim puts it on him, so he should look nice to the behemah. Might not mean if it's a clapper there or not. That's not the purpose of it. And the Gemara in, no, it's not true. In, k'dereb Shmuel b'rem Nachmeni, om reb Yonison. The Yom Reb Shmuel ba Nachmeni, om reb Yonison. Minayin l'mashmiya keil v'kli matchish utami. How do we know such a yisoid? An instrument, a kli that could make noise, is makabel tumah. Abi, it's made out of metal, even though it has no other purpose. It's only a kli like a bell that you can make dingling ling, you can make noise with it. That's enough to give it a shem tumah. Shenema the posik says, kol dover asher yavo v'eish taviru v'eish. So the gufa posik is talking about kli midyan, it's talking about hagola. Really, it's talking about that the treifus, that the midyan a treif, and it went into the kelim. So how do you make hagola? How do you kasha the kelim? So any kelim that they used on the fire, they cooked up their pork in the fire. We have to kasha. We have to cook it up in boiling hot water. That's the gufa posik. It's called dover ashayava beish. Any pot that was used in fire with treifus is taviru beish. Now, if you want to kasher it, this kabbalei kach poltoin. The same way the treifus went in, that's the way it goes out. But as I look at Tosis, Kodavra Sheyavoy, V'yavagav the high crow, Loilagavi Tumaksiv. This Posik Gufa is not talking about Tumor. El Lagavi Hagola. It's talking about kashering the Kalim. That the Pasha of Midian said two halachas there. When the Klai saw beat up the Midianim, they got the Kalim. First of all, you had to kasher the Kalim. You had to take out the Bli's Isser. And afterwards, you had to put it into the Mikvah. As you get a Kalim from a Goy, you have to be terrible in the Mikvah. So this Posik is talking about Hagola. There's no mile of a deeper or not. Where the kli makes noise, it doesn't make noise, the gate hagola. He calls them out, the treifus is in there, pshita you have to metire it. The yamenu in lagola tu in latumba. So without the pasuk says the chiddush of a kli deeper, some kli that makes deeper means make noise, there's a chilik, whether it makes noise or doesn't make noise. See, if it's talking about treifus to get the treifus out, there's no chilik if the pot makes noise, doesn't make noise. There's no difference. Elamai tuinu tumah. That the chiddush is that a bell, it has no other purpose, only to make noise. See, if it makes noise, it's called the kli, that would be makabel tumah. If it doesn't have the clapper inside, it doesn't make noise, it's not called the kli to makabel tumah. So that's his pasuk. He's called dover asher yavo beish. Anything that goes in the fire, taviru beish. So we make a deal. Called dover means afilu dibur. Even though the only purpose is kli is that it can make noise, is yavo beish. Still, you have to make hagola, the gufa posik. Like Taisa says, the geit hagola is on afkamina, whether you use a kli to cook with that makes noise, doesn't make noise. So the chiddush is for tumah, that a kli that makes noise has a shame kli, it could be makabel tumah. So Melo, such a Yisrael like that. So Melo's bell, if it has a clapper inside and makes noise, that alone gives it a Shem Kli, even though you're using it now for the behemoth. But if it doesn't have a clapper, it doesn't have a Shem Kli on it, Elamai is making the behemoth look nice, there's no tachshitim for a behemoth. The only tzatum will be that you have a Kli that makes noise. So it's totally mitzias if it can make noise or not. Rashi, in invul mishavile mona, the clapper inside makes it a noise, makes it a Shem Kli. For loy mishum tachshit, it doesn't go out silkas tachshit. Like Rashi before said, there's no tashit for behema. Ela mishum kli. The reason why it's makabel tumah now with the clapper inside, it goes out of the shem kli. Called dover asher yovavesh. The kli matchis mishdoi b'maisimid. It's on my metal kelim. Yeah. And we dashin, called dover means afilu dibur. The whole purpose of the kli is only to make noise. Such a kli is also makabel tumah. So, yeah. So that's the terrace of two prices. The first price talking about the behemoth has a bell that doesn't have a clapper inside, so it doesn't make noise. So what's the purpose of that? Only to make the behemoth look nice. So that's not makabel tumah. Als ein tachshit lebehemoth. A behemoth, when you dress them up to make them look nice, doesn't have a shem kelim. It's only for a person that Torah was mechadish. It's called tachshitim. Mashenkin, the second price, it says that the zug is makabel tumah, that it doesn't go out a tachshit for behemoth, it goes astam a kli diber. That's the kel that makes noise. That kel is makabel tumah. But the more of a Maya came to, what if we just found this brisa? But the less play invul. Hey, our first brisa, it says that it's not makabel tumah, it doesn't have the clapper inside. Of a zoi, aim a mitziyosa. What does the mitziya say? V'loi bezug shebet savori. He can't go out with the zug with the bell around his neck. Av a yoitziyo bezug shebet susa. This is going on a man. By a person, he can't go out with the bell around his neck, but he can go out with the bell on his beged. V'ze makabel tumah. Both of them are makabel tumah. For the Gemara, if the bell doesn't have a clapper inside, so it does not call the klishir, it doesn't make noise, it shouldn't be makabel tumah. So why does it say if a man wears the bell, it is makabel tumah? Shrashi eima mitziyosoi, zug di yodim. The Messiah's second part, middle part of the price, talks about if a person can wear this bell. Is me makabel tumah, shrashi afilu di yodim. Even by a person, is this true? Me makabel tumah, or a minu, avastira. Ho'oi says Zagin, Lamachteshes, somebody makes a bell for his grinder. His while he's grinding, calls him on his work and he wants the bell to be there, he knows the machine is working, he puts the bell on his grinder. Uli Arisa, who then he puts the bell on the crib for the baby, to keep the baby awake, to put him to sleep, he has a bell there. Uli Mitzvachois Svarim, the Mitzvachos on the Sefer Torah, the cloth around the Sefer Torah, and more you put bells, we have the test of the crown, you put bells on the Sefer Torah. Well, the Mitzvah Chayes Tinoikis, who are then the blanket used for a baby, also you put bells on it, right, to keep them happy, to even put them to sleep. The Shayes like this, Yeshlem invol, if these bells have the clapper inside, Temeim, Zemakabel Tumah, Ein Lehem invol, if they don't have the clapper inside, it doesn't make noise, Tahirim. It's not called a kli. So you see, claw, zug is only makabel tumah if it claps and it makes noise. Nitlul invulehim, it's once it had a shem kli. It had the invulant sword, it had the clap, had a shem kli shear. Then it was taken out. Adayim tumas nalehim. The tumah still stays on it. Yeah. So chrotastira. Here was saying, the first bracket says an invul, with an invul, it is makabel tumah. And here, again, first was saying Dafk was an invul makabel tumah, and now we're saying by a person, by an adam, it is makabel tumah even though you don't have an invul. That's our first bright. The first bright says the behemah is not makabel tumah. What's the hezbo? Why by behemah is the zug, the bell, not makabel tumah? Because it didn't have a clapper inside. Therefore, it wasn't a klishir. Just for noise, for behemah is not makabel tumah. The same bright says for nodom, it is makabel tumah. That's the stereo. We're talking about the same type of a bell. The bell does not have a clapper inside. It doesn't make noise. So why is the zug makabel tumah? Here the bright says claw. Zugim are, these bells are only makabel tumah if they have a clapper inside. Without it's not makabel tumah. There's no kasha really. This last Bryce is talking about you putting a bell. What's the purpose of these bells? It's not tama takshit. On top of the crib you put a bell. There's no takshit there. No, the whole purpose of the bell on a crib is to make noise. Like to make the wake them up or to put the kid to sleep. That's no purpose of the bell. And they look, Abdulay, the Hanabilla, Batinik, Lakola Vidalay. Therefore, if it has the invo, the clapper, it's called a kli. If it doesn't have the clapper, it's not called a kli. It's not a kabotumba. Avu gadol, mashenkin, a person, a man that puts a bell on his suit, or wears a bell around his neck, he's not wearing it to make noise. He doesn't need the noise. What is he wearing a bell for? Avu gadol tashatu. The reason why a gadol wears a bell is to make himself look nice. It's a tashat, it's a piece of jewelry. Of a zoy, afagab lechle yinvul. Even though he doesn't have a clapper inside, it doesn't make noise. Of mitzias, a person wears it to make himself look nice, the jewelry. So therefore, a person's invul, a person's zak is makabutuma. So pashut. So kisya sayasar, when a person wears it to make himself look nice, it is makabutuma. When a behemoth wears it to make himself look, it's not makabutuma. Only if it has noise, if it can make noise, then it's makabutuma as a kli shir, as a kli dibra. Not yet. That's next month. What do you mean? Well, by a zagmi, by a person, if he had a test before, yeah. We're talking about on the neck, we're afraid it'll fall off. Mashenka on the clothes, and therefore it was sewed on, so we're not afraid it'll fall off, yeah. Drashi larisa, drashi yeshatinik, sheikh b'teich a crib, the baby's there, shekharim b'tza, b'teilom b'zagmi, they put bells. Lakashka, sheikh yishmatinik v'yoshin. Put the kid to sleep, you play the bells, he goes to sleep. Or is it chas forum? Kishenoisin nois in the basic nest, and they put the safe terror to the basic nest is Shatinoikis, Shabes Rabin Kurin Shom, that the kids learn terror there, Makashkas and Azagim, Tinoikis, Shemin Aburim. That's when the kid used to come to safe terror. Mitzchas Tinoikis, Shatelum at Saborim, they tied around the necks. Yenitlin Vilayim, Nitlu Kredim Shinitamo, Terrors Tuma Layim, Makablin Tuma. Alright, portion. Right. Right, Omama, Nitlu in Velehim, if the clappers were taken out, Adayin to Mustin Lehim. Still, it's Makabal Tumma. Hey, since at one time it had a Shem Kli Shir, it was called the Kli, so even though it loses its clapper, still it's Makabal Tumma. Fred Gemar Balamai Chossi, now it lost its clapper, why is it still called a Kli? The Kur, it has no use now. The whole use of this Kli was to clap, to make noise, was to make a bell out of it. It can't make noise now, so what's it roi for? So Mel Shablai make a Sheva Keli, that's not Makabal Tumma anymore. And the Gemar Omar Abaya, Hoyl Shehed Yit Yochel Achziroi. He bowed, what happened here? The middle clapper came out, but it's a poshna thing to put back. So it's not cool you have a Sheva Keli. It's not cool the Kli is broken. If you have a Kli Cheres that's broken in here, you can't stick it together anymore. That's called the broken Kli, the tumor goes off it. Once you can hear the stomp, the middle piece of the bell falls off, that's nothing. Put it back in again. A Hedyid, any person can put it back together. So it's still called the Kli. Trashi Hedyid, Shein Tzarech Uman. You don't need a professional guy to put it back. Anybody can do it. Therefore, it's still called the Kli even when it comes off. Masu Rabba, Fred Rabba Akasha, Hazug, the bell, for your invul, and the middle piece of it, the clapper, chibur, is called the chibur. So Drashi Hazug bin b'chibur, kishen yachid, when they're together, harayen kli echid, they're considered like one keli. That means nit muzeh. If the sheretz just touch the invul, just the clapper, the middle piece, automatically the zug, the bell is also mekabel tuma. Nit muzeh. He's the al zeh, let's say touch the mace, they have too much mace. Become Torah, you have to have Hazor. So if you make the Hazor in one part of it, it's also Torah the other part. The Chiva, the Kor, the Chibur, since he's called a Chibur, it's in one Keli, Shema Mino, the Chin is part of the Chur Tzurai, when it comes to part, when it come off, they're not together, have a Kli, Shenitul Mitzosli. It's your blood like a Kli that was broken in half, taken off half of it. Even though it's very easy to put it back together again, Kozman, we did not put the two pieces together again. Lao Shalomu. The Chur is not called the Shalom, it shouldn't be called the Kli, it should become Torah. And about this Lashon is, the Brisa says, Hazug v'invo chibur. It's a chibur, it's called one Kli when they're together. When they're not together, it's not called the Kli. This is what the Brisa means. Afagab loy mechaber, even though they're separated, they're not together. Still, command the mechaber dummy. It's as if it's separated. That means the tumor doesn't go off it. It's still considered a kli, and if it was tummy ready, it's not Torah. So I should vechitaim on dai chibur the kama hachi kama. I feel they're separated. Karin and lechibur still is considered together. The also lashmir has come to tell us the imnispardo mishenitmo. If first the sheretz touched the bell when they were attached. So automatically, even the invul was also mekabel tumah. Now you separated them. Le'olam mitumasa, the tumah doesn't go off it. Maybe that's the chiddush here. But the more about Tanya, not like that. So ask about Tanya. Zmara, mispareh shaprokim.
you have scissors made out of two pieces.
You have two knives and you used to attach it together to make a scissors out of it, but you could separate them. Also, a carpenter's knife. Like a sander, something to smooth out the wood, also made from two pieces together. It's a chibur for tuma, but it ain't chibur hazor. It's not a chibur for hazor. Rashi, chibur tuma means when nitmos there, nitmos there. When you have these scissors, if the sheriffs touch one part of the scissor, both parts are mekabel tuma. But later, if they touch the mace and you want to make a tyra, you have to put the hazor, you have to spritz on it for the mechatis. If you put it on one side, it's not enough for the other side. It's not called a chibur for the hazor. For the Amrina, the Kashra is one of Shach. Echibru, if it's scissors, one keli, this scissors made out of two knives together, I feel lazo, even to spritz to make it tor, it should also be called a chibur. Vilo, echibru, elamai, no, since they could be taken apart. It's not considered one keli. It's considered two separate kelim. Afilu tuman amiloi. Show the sheretz. If a sheretz touch one part of the scissors, only that part should become tummy, not the other part. Vyoma rabba, rabba gives a teretz. Tatva Torah. The midrash said as far as like this: Bishas Malacha calls the money using the scissors. That means they're attached. Is chibur? It's considered one keli. Bein l'tumah bein lazor. Zayis makabel tumah both parts automatically. And who was in at that time? If you would put the spritz the mehazor the mechatis on one side blade, it would automatically be matar the other side also. Shalei bishas Malacha. But after you get finished using the scissors. Is ain't a chibur midirais? It's not called a chibur. Loy lo tumav loy lazor. Both ways it should not be makabel tumav. Really, it's not called a chibur. It's called two separate kelim now. Shlei b'shas malacha. Even though they're still attached, but since you're not using the scissors now, it's considered like two separate kelim. The gozru now the rabbanim made a din like this. The gozru al tumah shlei b'shas malacha mishum tumah shi b'shas malacha. The rabbanim were machmer and said, even though when the keli is not using it, you're not cutting now, so really, when one side became tamay, the other side should be tor, the bonomatic zera say no, both sides are tamay. Also in a case when the mamish b'shas malacha, that the both sides are tamay. The ahlazor, the bonomatic zera, when you want to come to metayir it, even though you're working with it now, and really the azor on one side should help for the other side, still they said it's no good. The ahlazor, she b'shas malacha, that really should be good, mishum azor shlei b'shas malacha. The Rabbanan said, no, it's never good. And whenever you make hazor on one, doesn't help for the other side, because often in the case you make the hazor shlei b'shas malacha. So, Kopan, you see, when it says before the Loshna Chibla Tuma, what does Chibla Tuma mean? That means that Kol Zaman, that together, is considered like one Keli. Because you see here, really they're two separate Kelim. So before, when it says it's called the Chibur, Lutuma, Izicha means that's called one Keli. So, Chorot Astira, before it says that Zug Vinbul, it's called the Chibur, it's called one Keli. Because that Zug Vinbul is called one Keli when they're together. Mash, when they're separated, they're not called one Keli. And before we said a svara, even when you take it apart, still it's makabel tuma. And Abaye's teretz was hail shehed yachol azliron. But now we have a lashon chibur's mashmas only called the kli what's mamish together. When it's separated, it shouldn't be called a kli. So of course, it's no good Abaye's teretz. El omarovo hoyo v'roya lahakeshay agavicheres. Teretz is this bell you could use the way it is, even though it doesn't have the.